This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Wells Fargo is cutting 80 jobs at its Denver office building. The banking giant is shutting down its internal audit business at the cash register building, a well-known feature of the Denver skyline. A lot of companies are getting rid of office space because more work can be done remotely. Roughly a quarter of the office space in Denver is sitting empty. A bipartisan legislative committee is moving forward with an ethics complaint against Democratic Senator Faith Winter. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The city of North Glen filed the complaint. They allege that Senator Faith Winter appeared to be intoxicated during a community meeting in April. The city council said Winter failed to, quote, uphold her office with integrity. Winter has apologized for her conduct, but the ethics committee voted unanimously to pursue the complaint. Democratic Senator Dylan Roberts.
So I'm looking to whether Senator Winter's, you know, self-admission of some level of impairment at the meeting caused her to behave differently than a reasonable senator would in that same situation.
At least two senators on the committee seem skeptical that the conduct rose to the level of an ethics violation. The committee will meet again to determine next steps. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Town Park in Telluride was ordered to evacuate in the past hour due to severe weather. Visitors there are celebrating the Telluride Bluegrass Festival this weekend. The park was allowed to reopen just minutes ago. Heavy rain and storms have caused rock slides and flooding in various parts of San Miguel County. Flood watches remain in effect throughout the area until midnight. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.